Beis in the Rosh. And the Rosh is grappling with the Rabbah's Shiloh. That we cleared a Shiloh, does the din of the halacha of the son, the Megalech, and the Zeres Aviv apply in a case where there's more than one son? Is it a special halacha? And which whoever gets it, or is there a din of Yerusha? Then the Gemara clears the Shiloh by Bechor. And the way we have the Gemara presented, it seems to be two Shilohs. So the Rosh brings up Pshat to explain the two Shilohs. That the Shiloh is there a difference between how much you've been makdish the money? Upirish is Zorhu, and the Rosh said that's a strange Pshat. And you're in the Farish. That's where we're at in the Rosh. That really it's only one Shiloh. It's not two Shilohs. The Siyuma de Milsa, this is really just a continuation of it's the finishing off the thought. So if we say that there's a din of Yerusha, Lufum Mai de Shokol, so in the case where there's two Pshutim and they split it equally, so each one has the power to be Megaleach. Use the money for kabbonis according to the amount of money the Yerusha they got. If there's two sons, each one would get a half. It would be three sons, each one would get a third. Bebeis Pshutim, Kolchad Megaleach, Lefum Mai Deshokel, well, we're going to call the Kodim Megaleach, and we don't say whoever gets there first can use the whole thing, because there's a din of Yerusha on it. Filohachi, Bechor Poshet, by case of the Bechor and the Poshet, they're not Megalech based on what they get Bishar Nukosim. The Bechulin who the Shokel Pishnaim, the Queen and Bey Bechol Hashem Yimotze Loi. By Chulin, the Bechor gets Pishnaim, but it comes to something which belongs to Hektish, it's not Kol Hashem Yimotze Loi, so they should split it equally, just like the case of a Chayiv. The Bechor and the Poshet split the Chayiv equally. So the same thing over here. No, or maybe that's not true. We don't say that even if... the Shita adds in a phrase over here. Pirus de Pirusha, this is like the Shita adding in a thought. Since Rabbah is saying this based on an intim salomer of the previous Gemara, so the first the hod baya habi bekamaisa ella the balishta achrina bayolei. This really is the same shaila as the Gemara before. Just the Gemara is saying over the same shaila in different words. So the point he's pointing out is we have boy Rava. Rava doesn't start with Bimtim Salomar. The next piece of Gemara on that, Bimtim Salomar Yerushahi, it starts over with the words Bimtim Salomar. So the way the Rosh is learning that they're the same Shiloh, so that's what Rava meant as well, and the Gemara is just saying it in different words. Okay. Back in the Gemara, last piece of Gemara before the end of the Perek. Aviv Nazar Olam, Hu Nazar Stam. So let's say there are different type of Naziris. So the father was a Nazar Olam, which the halacha is once every 12 months he can be Megaleach and Mekel Batar. Not Megaleach. He brings Karbonis and he's Mekel Batar and he's allowed to lessen the load of the hair, but not totally. And the son is another stam, or obiv nazir stam, who knows the oilam, my kigamir and hilchasa bistam naziris. The halacha was said only specifically by stam naziris. When they're both stam nazirim, but once one of them is another oilam, or even both of them be another oilam. Maybe there's no halacha Moshe Sinai. This concept was only given specifically for the idea of the taking the money which the father had set aside to Mimigaleach, and complete the Naziris, there's a Lacham Shesina, the son can take that over and be Megaleach and complete the Naziris. Let's say you will say, well, even the mice, they're both Naziris, and you say that it applies Nazarelim, Nazar Stam, then maybe that's only because they're both Naziris of Tahara. The Boy Rabashi, Abiv Nazar Tomei, Behu Nazar Tor, Abiv Nazar Tor, Behu Nazar Tomei, so they both have to bring, Nazar Tomei has to bring Kabbanis, and the money was designated for the usage of the Kabbanis of Tuma. Can the son take those over and use this for the Naziris of Tahara, or vice versa? Till the more take it. So at the Rosh of Nazir Elam, Kigamiri Hilkos of Bistam Nazir Nazir, Pirish Kishishneim Bistam Nazir. The more shyly is that the Lach of Moshe Sinai specifically was said in regards to Naziris of Stam Naziris. So then the Torah really presents the Shalat seems to be the problem because they're different. That's not the point. Even if they both would be Nazir Olam, the point is that the Halacha Moshe Sinai was said in regards to Stam Naziris, not to Nazir Olam. Okay. El Shekitzar Talmud, the more just to be Mekatzar, I'm not sure why that's a Kitzar, but then the more could present the third case, I guess the Rosh is saying, but really it's all the same Shiloh. Three examples of the same Shiloh. Now the last two words, Yintim Salomar Ka'amar, I think might go on the next piece. He set aside money to use for the kibbonis of the Nazir Tomei, the Chathas and the Earl of the Birds, and the Osham. Lameis, Ma'osh Yosef, Ben Alois, and Amos, the Habi Kibbonis, Naziris Tahara. So obviously, the cost of three kibbonis of Nazir Tahara, three animals, is more expensive than the cost of the Nazir Tomei. So can he do that? So you'd have to add some money, but that's okay. The din of the Megaleach, there's a din of being Moisev, that's not a problem. If the son wants to add more money and buy nicer kabbanas, more expensive kabbanas, he could do that. That's not a steer to the din of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Alehepech Mai, fine. Hajalach Mishomer. Zot the Mishnah. Now, we'll learn the Mishnah. The more we go through a few different explanations of what exactly the mission is referring to, but we'll start with learn the mission according to the way the more learns the mission the first way. So Bishamay says that if a person is makdish something and that's not really what he intends to be makdish, it's still chal anyway. Since he said it, so it's still chal. So even though in any other area of, let's say mechira, if the mistake is obvious, so the sale is not valid, whatever they said, etc. But if it's clear, if it's obvious that that's not what the intent was, it's not chal. But by hektish, because of the power of being mounted to something, it's chal. We still said that's not true. So we're going to start with Hekdish toes. Eventually we're going to move to Nazir's toes. So Kate, so what's the case? So Omar, the person says, Shor Shochor, Shiyetze Mi Beisi Rishon, Rehu Hektish. The black shore which comes out of my house first is Hektish. Viyotze Lovan, and the first one which comes out is white. So Vishamar Mu Hektish, Vishamar says that even though he said the black one which comes out first, and really a white one came out first, And that's like a mistake, because he wanted the black one to come out first. But the mice, he said the first one which comes out should be hektish. So it's chal. That's how the Mar learns the Mishnah in the first version.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, remain a hektish." Okay. Dinner zav sheyala biyadi rishon areyu hektish ba'ol shel kesef. So he says the first card which is going to come up is a gold coin. And I mean, makdish it, and the mice a silver coin came up. Shemer mehektish, shelomer eno hektish. Chabal shayayin shetala biyodi rishayna arehi hektish, v'also shel shemen. Shemer eno hektish. Oh, shemer mehektish, shelomer eno hektish. Okay, zok the rush. Shemer mehektish toes hektish can refresh bozel. Like the Mishnah explains, Ketam Asher Shocher, Shiyetze, Mibesi Rishon, Areyu Hektish, Bishamar Hektish, Pirish Af, Imiotza Lobin, Rishon, Hu Kaddish. So the Morris assume right now that the Peshat, the Mishnah is, even though the first one which came out is white. It's Hektish. The second Peshat, the Morris is saying that the first one came out as white, and then the next one came out as black, the black one is Hektish. Even though we only really said, I mean, Makdish, because it comes out first. Yeah. Now it came out second. The Vada, the white one, is not hectic, because he didn't mean to be. That he said clearly, I don't want to be Makdish, the white one. But okay. What he wants to be Makdish is the black one. But he said the black one is being, he's being Makdish because it comes out first. And the white said it came out second. So it's also a form of toast to some extent. He wasn't. That's not really something to be makbed on per se. But it's kal. So that's the second version of the Gemara. Dinasov chavash yayin. Gemara mefarish hani gimel babi lamali. Later on in the Gemara, we're going to explain why you need a case of a shor, case of a coin, and the case of a barrel container of liquid. Okay. So the more Bishamar Hektish toes is Hektish. So the more my tamal de Bishamai. So why is it that Hektish toes is Chal? The Afidin Tchilas Hektish Mishav Hektish. So we're going to learn Tchilas Hektish from Sof Hektish. Sof Hektish over here is referring to Tamura. It's not really Sof Hektish. It means that the Hektish you're being putting onto something based on the Kedusha which already is there. In that sense, it's a Sof Hektish. Okay. So Ma Tamura Afila Batos. So Tamura, the Gemara is Marbim in the Mesechtas Tamura, that the Proposik. That a person wanted to say he wants to be say this should be a tamura, and he wanted to say shor shachar, and he said shor lava. So he, it's, you know, assuming we have no question that you know we believe him, there's eidach and then bizur. That's what he meant. He didn't mean makdish. He meant the makdish this, not that. But once he said it, it's chal. More than enough from a pasuk. So, see, even though there's clearly a toes, it's still chal. So, af matur af bato, afila batos, af hektish afila batos. So, Beishami learns out from Tamura back to hektish. Tell me that hektish is chal, even in a case where it's a toes. Mishilo says, Hani mili Tamura. Transferring hektish from something which is hektish, we have a read between marba by tamura that works. But avol chusay hektish betos loy machzinen, to place kedusha on something to start with based on a toes, it doesn't take effect. Okay. Well, even according to Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai says hektish toes is hektish. So the example over there is the person had in mind to say he wanted that the black one should be tomorrow, and he said the white one should be tomorrow. So the mice, he said the white one should be tomorrow. He didn't say the black one should be tomorrow, he said the white one. So even though that's not what he wanted, that was the mistake, because it didn't come out of his mouth what he wanted to say, but what he actually said is what's chal. But over here, we're saying what he actually said is not chal. He said a black one should be come out first to be hektish, and a white one came out first, you mean maktish that. He didn't say that. So the more Lebe Shammai, even if you're learning it from Temura, Ma Ilu Omar Hareza Tachaze Lechatzi Hayom. So he wants to Temura, the person attempts to replace the korban with something else. So that's called Zetachaze. He says he wants to take effect Lechatzi Hayom by Chatzos. Mihavi tomorrow mahishaita is it chal tomorrow immediately? El adam ati chatzi hayoyim. Who dahavi tomorrow? It's not tomorrow till that time happens. So even though you say tomorrow that tomorrow betos is chal, it's not chal more than what he said. So we're giving an example that we don't ignore the time frame that he said it should take effect. Well, you say betos, it's ready to be chal now. It should be chal now. Well, but that's not what he said. So hakinami. So over here in our Mishnah, even if you're learning from tomorrow, when it comes out clear that what he wanted to say can't take effect because that's not what he said. He said black and white came out. Once it's the Megalia Milsa that the white one came out first. So forget about it. Well, how does Hektish Toes help you for that? So how could the mission make any sense?
I understand the question so much that there with the Chatzi Hayom, there's no contradiction between his thought process and what he's saying.
Well, over here there is. There also is no contradiction. There is, I mean, there is, but there isn't, in the sense of he said the black one. There, the case of Hektish Toes is we don't come along and say, well, obviously he wants the Maktish it now. Seemingly said later on, but really he wants the Maktish it now because you see he's thinking about being Maktish it. You say, what? That's not what he said. He said he wants a black shirt to be Kodesh. It's not.
Yeah, but he's not saying, oh, I want it to be Hektish from now. He said he wants it Hektish from Chatzos.
Correct.
But here, but in our Mishnah, it's a different case because he was like, no, I meant to I meant it to be the, you know, the black one.
Yeah. Right. Okay. In other words, but the point of the Mora is that all you're learning from over there is when you have a contradiction between the person's thought process and what he wanted to say and what he actually said. So we look at what he actually said. We never ignore what he actually said, right? So, how can you learn from over there where all we're saying is that whatever he said is what takes effect, even though that was a mistake, but that's what he said. So over here, where we're saying that should take effect, different than what he said. Just like over there, there's never a hamamina that you're going to ignore what he said. For example, in the time frame. So you can't ignore what he said over here either. Where do you see that from tomorrow?
Okay. I mean, the retort to that could be, well, we ignore what he said when there is some clarity that that's not what he meant to say.
We don't see that in tomorrow.
We don't know about in this the case of Chatzi Hayom. Well, we don't know. I mean,
Well, the point of the more is all the way around. The only case of tumor, which is the person was thinking black and he said white, so he said white. So I thought black. Okay, so we believe you. So now it's a toast. Very nice, but tough luck. You said white, but we're never going to ignore what you said. Right. So the more finds an example which clearly you're not going to ignore what he said because of the example of time, right? Right, the person, you know, I really wanted to take effect now. I'm told, you know, I really meant to say now. I don't care what you meant to say now, but the mice you said then. Right, so it's not chal now; it's chal then. So we're not going to ignore the words which are said. All we're going to do is we're going to focus on what's said as opposed to what you really meant. Right. So, by any moment, we would have such a concept of it's a toast, the muchach. That's not what the person meant to say. So that's not it's not effective. By tamur, it's effective. But over here, we're creating a whole new scenario where the person actually said something, and we're ignoring what he said based on the idea of a hektish toast. Morris says, "Where do you find such a thing?" So, Amar Papa lekach demarishin. The Chesheyetz Erishin. He means that what happens is the first shore which comes out of the many of the black the first black shore which comes out is Chal. So he wanted the hektish was. That he wants it to be the shoshach should be hektish, and we say when he said the chesheyetz rishon, expecting that to be the first one which comes out, will then redefine what he says. That as long as it's the first one of the black ones which comes out, it's chal. So the Morris says, okay. We're going to read if we can find a way to redefine his words that the hektish should be effective. That we're going to do. So, even though he said shoshach sheyetzim beisir rishon areyu hektish, which means the first animal which comes out, which I'm expecting to be a black one, should be hektish, and now a white one comes out first. The next one which comes out, which is black, is chal. He didn't say that. He said yetzim ebeis yerishin. Well, translate what he meant to say was the first one of the many black ones that I have, which comes out, which might be the 17th animal which comes out of my house, but it's the first black one which came out. That's the one I want to be makdish. So he's being mekayim his dibur in a different way. So we're learning out from Tamura that well, when it comes to hektish, we bend over backwards to mekayim the dibur of the person. Mora says, but if he only has one black one, that's not going to work. The Mor says, you're right. The case of the Mishnah has to be a case where he had multiple black ones. And therefore, we can retouch that the word that he said, he meant the first of the many black ones that I have, which comes out. Okay, so now, so what's Beisilah saying? Beisilah Omrim im kain shiyetze berishon miboyle. That's not what the words are. Shiyetze mebeis yerishon means the first one which comes out. If he wanted to say the first one of the black ones which comes out, he would use a different phrase. Because the seems to me the Morris point is on the word mibesi. The Rosh is going to say etirishin, not birishin. If the point is of the many ones that I have, which whenever it comes out, as long as the first one which almost comes out, so the main point is not the fact that it comes out of the house. Mibesi is like the one which comes out to greet me. It comes out. That phrase is used to talk about the first thing which comes out of the house to greet me. Type of a situation, which that's not true anymore.
He's a lot of self, as opposed to if you hold that.
Amale Rava mi Barnish le Ravashi. So Rava from Barnish is not the regular Rava. Also, he's Peter Ravashi. So Rava and Ravashi do not overlap in time. So this Rava of the generation of Ravashi said to Ravashi, "Hi Hektish Betosu, Hektish Bekavonahu." The way we're saying that, they're saying that this is what he meant. So this is not hektish betos, this is hektish bekavana. Right? In other words, hektish betos means you meant A and you said B. Here we're saying that you meant B and you said B. So where's the hektish tos? So the now the Bach has with Hokinami, Alamshum the Ate Lidibure. Comma. We need to say that there was a mistake, as it were, in his first language, that the language wasn't said. We're going to rephrase and explain the mistake in the language, and that's what we're going to do. So even though by let's say by Dini Mominus we wouldn't do that, so but over here by Hektish we said that was his Kavana. And we're going to retouch the words in a way which will favor to fit with the Kavana. And that's what Hektish Betos means. Okay. Now the Mor is going to challenge that. Let's see. Let's start the rush at least.
Well, why don't we just take from like Yiftach? Isn't that the Yiftach case?
Well, the Yiftach case is over there. He said Yetzim Beis Rishon, period. He didn't say the animal, right? And the first thing which came out is his daughter, right?
So but clearly
that wasn't his intent, right? And well, it couldn't be clearer than it wasn't Chal, but he was just being machmer.
Right, it could be, but if I'm, I mean, if I take the story at face value, it's like, yeah, it was chal.
Well, not the maskana. The maskana more is saying the hektish betos will not be chal, even from the bishamai. Right. If a person, we're not learning from Tzemura. I'm sorry. So you would learn that according to Rishami, the Gemara's first version, we're learning from Tzemura just like over there. It's Chal, even though it's not what you wanted to say, but that's what you said. Right. So over here also, when the Gemara said that, that's the Gemara is falling off of that and saying that's not what Beis Shammai is saying. Beis Shammai is saying a case where we can detect the Kavana and the Tos is in the Dibur. Over there was a hektish. It was a Tos in the Kavana issue. It wasn't a Tos in the Dibur.
Yeah.
By Yiftach. Zog the Rosh. Misof hektish in the Gemara. Misof hektish. Tomorrow, Kari Misof hektish. The fish b'kedusha saw ba mikach acheres. So it's safe in that sense, even though it's new for this animal, but it's a continuation of something before. Matzura filo betos kedushinim b'tomorrow perikesh b'karbonis. It says yeah, the rabbis shenge kemezit. The word yeah is marbe. Shaggy Kamezin, Rafarish Rabbiokin and Hossam, Kisabra Lerma Shoshaka, Bomer Lavan, Kisabra Lerma Tamura's Oilo, Bomer Tamura Shlomin. So he wanted to say X and he said Y. So we say, I don't care what you wanted to say, but this is what you said in the Schal anyway. Okay. Abudanami, Kisabra Lerma Shoshaka, Yiak Hektish, so different now, Batkil is Hektish. He wanted to say the black one should be Hektish, Bomer Lavan. It's Kaddish. So that's what you're learning from Tzemura. So even though he wanted to say X, he said Y. Y is Chal. So therefore, the Gemara then says, well, therefore, in our Mishnah, where he actually said Shor Shachar, but since he said Yetzim Beis Rishon, Shmi Hekdesh. And then the Lavan comes out. So the Lavan is Hekdesh, even though it's not exactly what he said, but that was the mistake. So we're comparing a mistake in the thought process to a mistake in how the things played out. Or so that's not true. The Beishamai, my ilo omer raised the tumura soilo lechatzi hayom vihabi tumura and he shaita. If omer raised the tumura kashe yia chatzi hayom milso de pshita then the tumura kashe yia azman shakova. Was al pid diburoi the mafreya chala alea kedusha mechatz mechatzayis veelik. So I'm not sure what the word mafreya means over there in the rush. It's obvious it's not, it doesn't take effect until the time he said. So Chinami, the key igloi milsa the mafreya, she's kaim on the borov. Over here, when it plays out as he intended and as he said, shomer shoshachar sheyetsi mebeisir rishon, talk on chadush shalom. Calls mashal is kaim on the borov, ain kan kadosh shaklal. But if the words didn't play out, they didn't play out. Where do you see from anywhere else such a thing? Well, domi the tamura tos. So even though normally we say if it's not people the shabbin, it's not chal. Over here, there's the kosev who the havi tamura. Over here it is. Avlashanas masha hotzi b'piv ki hai lo ashkam the kodesh b'tamura. You don't find that works by tamura. So how do you say that it works over here either? So the Mora says another path. Let's hold the brush.